This is episode 66 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Justin Bush's book, Violence Will Not Be Tolerated, an Alien Abduction Story. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from a chapter entitled The Abductors, and this is what Justin has written. Meanwhile, at home, the visits ramped up. I was still meditating at this time. We were still doing CE5s. I started to have missing time and blackout events again. This brought me back into the trauma and things got hairy for a while. I would hear walking on the third floor, sometimes on the second floor roof outside my window. Our bedroom was on the second floor with a beautiful view of the side yard. There was a large maple tree there. I would hear walking on the third floor roof down to the second floor roof, or sometimes in the attic. This scared me so badly that I started to lock the attic door with string. I shut the door and tied the handle to make sure nobody could come in or out. Even then, some nights, I would hear walking in the attic. The stairs were right behind the wall where our headboard was. My girlfriend would be sleeping and whatever it was would walk across the attic down the stairs like they were about to enter our bedroom door. That door was on my girlfriend's side of the bed. I would run over there and push the table in front of the door. I did not do this to block the door, but because I knew I would have a blackout. Every time I heard the steps, I would black out. I put the table just in front of the door enough that if the door was open the next morning, I would know that the table had been moved. The next morning, the table had been moved. I would hear those footsteps coming close to the door and just lose consciousness. I knew the abductions were taking place again, even though I had not yet seen a creature. At the same time, my girlfriend was getting fairly upset with me for waking her up all hours of the night with my nonsense about UFOs and aliens. Anytime I would hear something walking on the roof or walking in the attic, I would wake her up. She still hadn't made up her mind on what all this phenomena was, even though she was fairly open to most explanations. She went from a non-believer to a person that believed something was happening but couldn't quite pin down what it was. I do not believe at this time she believed I was an abductee. She has no memory of any aliens or any reason to believe that. That would change, but it just hadn't happened yet. So while I woke her up all hours of the night in fear, she was having a rough time dealing with my trauma. I believe the first encounter in the house was with the furry creatures. On this occasion, I was laying in bed while my girlfriend was sleeping. I was just watching TV, and it wasn't that late, maybe 11:30. I heard the telltale footsteps in the attic. As they walked down the steps right behind my head, I ran over and pushed the table in front of the door. I then got back in bed and just stared at the door, expecting it to open. I blacked out. When I opened my eyes, I was still lying just like I was before I'd blacked out. There were two furry creatures standing next to my girlfriend doing an operation on the side of her head. I started to beg them telepathically to stop. I told them she was a good person. I begged them not to hurt her. They paused what they were doing and then they turned to each other. Then those creatures telepathically communicated with each other. I could tell they were talking about me. They were gesturing towards me as they telepathically communicated. They could hear me, but I could not understand them. That is to say, I could hear them mumbling to each other in a language that I did not understand telepathically. I got the distinct sense that they could understand everything I was saying. Imagine there are two people speaking in French and you're speaking in English. Both of those people understand English, but you do not understand French. So as you talk, they understand everything you're talking about and are able to communicate with each other about you, but you cannot understand their communication. These creatures were covered head to toe with short, thick, shaggy fur. The only spots I saw that were uncovered were the eyes and the hands. The eyes were not covered by fur, but they were covered by something. They look like lenses of some kind. In fact, if you took eyeglasses and you glued fabric to the outside of them, sort of mesh and painted it black, that's what they look like. Although there were no frames, they seemed to just stick to the face. If you took glass lenses and glued some mesh screen from your screen door and painted them black, then stuck them to your eyes, that's what they look like. As they stood there talking about me, motioning towards me, one of them grabbed the pillow that my girlfriend kept nearby. That creature placed the pillow on its edge and leaned it up against my face so I couldn't see what they were doing. I still screamed out telepathically and knew they could hear me. When I was released and was able to move, I instantly threw the pillow across the room and hit the television. I almost knocked it to the ground. As the television sat there wobbling, I shook my girlfriend awake. I yelled at her, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" She got angry at me and told me I was losing my mind. She was perfectly fine and she was just trying to sleep and to stop waking her up. When she said this, I felt better knowing what I just saw. If she says she's okay, then she's okay. I rolled over and eventually fell asleep. The next day, the moment I opened my eyes, she talked to me. My girlfriend said immediately, "My head hurts." I just opened my eyes for 2 seconds and she's saying her head hurts. I told her to take some Tylenol. It was the first thing that came to my mind. She said, "No, my head hurts like it's bruised." So I said, "What do you want me to do about it?" She said, with some attitude, "You know, sometimes I just tell you things just to tell you." As she said this, she was slightly touching the side of her head very gently, feeling the bruise, if you will. For several weeks before this event, she had said she wanted to get a haircut. She showed me many different hairstyles and asked me which one I liked. I told her the style that she had picked was gorgeous and I really liked it. She talked about it for weeks. It was that day she had a day off work and decided to get her haircut. When she went to the barber and got a haircut, the barber asked her what happened to her head. The design of the haircut was a half shave. This is where one side of your head is completely shaved and the other side is not. After the barber shaved the left side of her head, he noticed a large scar running vertically behind her ear. It was about 4 inches long. The scar was terrible looking. He asked her how it happened. She responded, "I don't have any scars on my head." She had her hair cut short before and no wound or scar to speak of. He simply rotated her and pulled out a mirror and showed her. She said she couldn't believe it. After she saw it, she immediately texted me a picture and told me what happened. That day when I got out of work, I came home and looked at it firsthand. We took more pictures. I told her what happened the night before. I think it really scared her, but it probably scared her a lot more when a day or so later, I can't remember if it was 1 or 2 days, the entire scar disappeared as if it had never happened. It healed so perfectly, you cannot tell it was ever there. If it wasn't for the photographs, it would be as if it never happened. On another occasion, we woke up and went to the store. I had heard some noises the night before and had the same blackouts. We went to the store and when we came outside, it had warmed up. My girlfriend decided to take off her outer layer and toss it in the trunk. When she leaned into the trunk, I saw she had a 2-inch long incision on her back. It was on the upper right shoulder, right in the middle of one of her tattoos. Anybody that understands anything about tattoos, when you get a cut like this in the centre of your tattoo, it shows up for the rest of your life. When I saw this, I immediately told her and took a picture. There was a slight drip of blood still on her back. It was as if someone took a scalpel to her and then just glued it back together. This deep incision, just like the first, completely absolved itself in a few days without medicine. It's as if it never happened. Once again, without photograph, nobody would ever know. The fact that it did not interrupt the tattoo is telling. Whatever is creating these scars and healing them is quite unimaginable. I can't think of a technology that would allow you to do something like this to the human body. My girlfriend and I have scars. We do not have magical healing powers. At least not that we know of. If I fall and scrape my knee, I have a scar for life. I have many of them and so does she. How did these scars just disappear like this? So this week I was reading from Justin Bush's book, Violence Will Not Be Tolerated, an Alien Abduction Story. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you can get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFO Podcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.